Officials hope a new 12,000-square-foot, $16 million event center will help attract visitors to what's called the North End neighborhood on the fairgrounds. After a record 12-day attendance of more than 2 million visitors last year, CEO Jerry Hammer says taking advantage of extra land to spread out the festivities will make it more enjoyable all around.
When I started the fair long ago, the southern end of the grounds was very crowded, and the Machinery Hill section not so much. And in fact, most days by 5 p.m., there was really nothing going on up here, not many people around, and the fair felt more crowded on the southern end than it does today, despite having more people. This is just taking advantage of all the space we have to give people the best experience at the fair that we possibly can.
Hammer says talk of expanding on the fairgrounds has been in the works for the better part of a decade, but it took time to extend the infrastructure. The exhibit hall will display a new exhibit each year, starting this year with Angry Birds Universe, based on the game. The North End neighborhood will have art displays, Minnesota-based food, and other exhibits that showcase the state's agrarian roots. Other new attractions are the Goat Booth, three new rides, and an eco experience. They also report the 100-year-old cattle barn is expected to be ready by the time the state fair starts. On March 12th, a corner of the roof collapsed due to a heavy load of sliding snow. Crews reconstructed the brickwork and repaired the damages. Sloan Martin, WCCO.